Rise, reimagining the CMA as an architect of enterprise value. CMA, Dr. A.S. Durgaprasad. Former President. The Institute of Cost Accountants of India. Hyderabad. Abstract. The Cost and Management Accountant, CMA, profession is at a defining inflection point. Rapid technological disruption, real-time performance ecosystems, capital volatility, and increasing governance expectations are reshaping enterprise decision-making structures. Traditional cost control and retrospective variance analysis, while foundational, are no longer sufficient. This article presents the RISE framework: reposition, intensify, strengthen, and enhance as a structured strategic transformation pathway for the CMA profession. Each dimension is conceptualized as a progression from functional efficiency to enterprise value architecture. The paper argues that the future CMA must evolve into an architect of performance systems, a designer of value frameworks, and a strategic insider embedded in leadership decision ecosystems. Keywords: CMA transformation, enterprise value, strategic finance, performance architecture, digital intelligence. 1. Introduction, a defining moment for the CMA profession. Every profession encounters defining moments when incremental adaptation is insufficient and structural reinvention becomes imperative. The CMA profession stands at such a moment. Enterprises today operate within an environment characterized by dynamic cost structures, digitized operational systems, continuous strategic recalibration, and heightened stakeholder scrutiny. In this evolving landscape, performance is monitored in real time, decisions are data-driven, and competitive advantage increasingly depends on integrated value orchestration. Historically, CMAs have excelled in cost measurement, budgetary discipline, and financial stewardship. However, the digital enterprise demands more. Leadership now seeks predictive foresight, capital efficiency design, cross-functional performance integration, and sustainable value creation. The CMA must transition from cost controller to enterprise value architect. 2. Conceptual framework, the RISE mandate. The RISE framework: reposition, intensify, strengthen, and enhance represents a structured mandate for professional evolution. It moves beyond rhetorical transformation and offers a sequential architecture for redefining identity, capability depth, institutional embedment, and enterprise impact. The framework operates as a progressive value ladder. Repositioning addresses professional identity. Intensification deepens strategic capability. Strengthening embeds institutional relevance. Enhancement expands enterprise-wide impact. Together, these shifts redefine the CMA's contribution within modern governance and performance ecosystems. 3. Reposition, from cost manager to value architect. Repositioning begins with identity transformation. For decades, the CMA has been perceived primarily as a reporter of financial history, a custodian of budgets, and a controller of variances. While these roles remain critical, they no longer define the strategic frontier of the profession. The contemporary enterprise requires professionals who can interpret where value is created, where it is diluted, and how it can be optimized. Repositioning requires 3 structural shifts, from cost accountant to enterprise value engineer, from support function to strategic insider, and from financial historian to scenario architect. In practical terms, this means engaging in capital allocation modeling, strategic pricing design, risk-return optimization, and business model analytics. When executive leadership asks where enterprise value is being created or eroded, the CMA must provide integrated, forward-looking insight supported by analytics. 4. Intensify strategic depth over operational width. The second dimension of RISE emphasizes intensification, not an expansion of workload, but a deepening of strategic competence. Operational efficiency alone is insufficient, the profession must cultivate strategic depth. 4. Intensification domains define this evolution: foresight and scenario engineering, enterprise performance design, technology augmented intelligence, and value translation into executive action. Foresight capabilities require predictive modeling, probabilistic forecasting, and risk-adjusted decision frameworks. Enterprise performance design translates strategic ambition into measurable architecture. Technology augmented intelligence leverages ERP systems, AI-enabled analytics, and digital dashboards. Finally, value translation demands influence, ensuring financial insight drives leadership action. 5. Strengthen institutional relevance and strategic trust. Relevance is not assumed, it is earned through consistent strategic contribution. Strengthening the CMA's institutional role requires embedding financial intelligence within executive leadership domains. The CMA must integrate with CEO strategic agenda setting, CEO operational orchestration, CFO capital optimization, and CHRO capability economics. This cross-functional embedment fosters institutional trust. Institutional strength is achieved when critical decisions are inconceivable without CMA involvement. This reflects not positional authority, but trusted expertise within governance systems. 6. Enhance, from individual excellence to enterprise impact. The final dimension of RISE extends beyond professional advancement to enterprise enhancement. Enhancement shifts the focus from individual performance metrics to systemic value outcomes. This requires measuring influence rather than activity, evaluating cost-to-value conversion, and designing real-time intelligence ecosystems. Static KPIs must evolve into dynamic value drivers aligned with strategic intent. The enhanced CMA functions as a performance catalyst, aligning governance, technology, strategy, and execution within a unified value architecture. 7. The RISE operating truth. Enterprises that fail to adapt face rationalization and obsolescence. Similarly, professional roles that resist strategic evolution risk displacement through automation or redundancy. CMAs who internalize the RISE framework will shape strategy, influence leadership, and design sustainable enterprise value systems. 8. Conclusion, leading the transformation. The transformation of the CMA profession is not optional, it is structural. The future CMA will not be defined solely by cost control but by enterprise value architecture. The defining question is not whether change will occur, but whether the profession will lead it. To RISE is to embrace strategic responsibility, institutional relevance, and enterprise-wide performance design.